Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks, or you can check out the all-electric bZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.
Our good friend Kurt Heelan, make sure that you're following him at Basketball Talk, does a great job. He's the NBA writer and managing editor at NBCSports.com, and he joins us courtesy of the UMA guest line. Hi, Kurt. How are you?
I'm good. How's it going?
Good. Ever seen anything like that? What happened there that we just played?
No, it was so it was so hard to figure out, and like you keep rewatching it saying, all right, it's possible, like there were so many mistakes. Like it's possible you misunderstood what the referee said because he did kind of point the other way. After pointing it was Warriors ball, he did kind of point the other way to call the timeout. But first off, you still have to take the ball out. Like, why are there not guys under the basket? Like, if it's your ball, if you genuinely believe it, shouldn't there be two guys down there at least taking the ball out? And then the other part of that was – the other part I don't really get, which is the officials. Like, you didn't clarify that? You didn't think five guys were just going to stand at the other end of the floor? And, like, it just seems like there was some weird communication going on there.
Yeah, we have not heard if Mark Cuban has formally protested. You do have to write the league and do it formally, and it's a $10,000 bill to do it. You know, if it's upheld, you get the money back. Not that Shark Tank cares, but it was exactly. Wild. So I mean, the night last night, Kurt, was about guys coming back from injury, and since we're talking Warriors and Mavs, and we watched it from start to finish, Luka, heavy usage rate last night. Yeah. Missed a lot of shots, but he had 17 assists. So what did you think of his performance? And then, Kyrie, plantar fasciitis, we were told by Tim Cato, that's a gnarly injury to come back from. So what's the level of confidence they're going to get this dynamic duo together before the end of the regular season, Luka and Kyrie, Kurt?
The problem with plantar fasciitis is just that you've got to rest it for a while. Ultimately, rest is the only real cure for it. You can sort of play through it, and I guess that's maybe what they'll try to do. Hey, let's try to, rest it as much as we can before the playoffs and throw them out there. But I thought Luka looked good. He looked rusty a little bit with his shot. I mean, some stuff he normally hits, fadeaways he normally hits were going short, which, isn't a huge surprise. But they need both of those guys to outscore teams because, as you saw last night, they're terrible defensively. They've got no inside presence. And so their only hope, playoffs or regular season, is just to outscore teams. And they're going to need Kyrie and Luka. And if you do that, you can win some games. I mean, you're not winning a title that way, but you can win some games just outscoring teams. But I don't know when Kyrie is going to be back, but, you guys go ahead and predict what Kyrie is going to do. I'm staying out of that.
That's a good point.
The world is flat. Yeah. I have no idea.
Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks, or you can check out the all-electric bZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL Fan Festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
Kurt Elan joins us. Make sure NBCSports.com and make sure you follow Matt Basketball Talk. Just to kind of on your piece that you wrote, the three things, and it's about guys coming and going, and obviously Cat back last night, and John Morant. You mentioned Luka as well, but I mean the whole Western Conference with, you know, you go to the Grizzlies with Ja, you go to the Phoenix. What's going on with Durant? As you wrote the other day, Paul George goes down. The Warriors, maybe not on a big scale nationally, but GP2, we're waiting on news today. I mean, you look across the board, end of the year, LeBron's going to try to come back. The health of the Western Conference, Zion, the health of the Western Conference is everything to know who's going to do what.
Yeah, it's impossible to pick the West partially just because of that. Like, not only are guys going to be coming back, but like, hey, Kyrie's coming back from plantar fasciitis. That's one that you can kind of come back from and be 80%. But that's not going to be good enough. What LeBron do the Lakers get? I the only guy I'm not really worried about is if Kevin Durant comes back. That guy comes back from injuries and looks fine, right? Like every time he steps back in the court from an injury, he looks like he didn't miss a beat. And maybe that's in Phoenix's favor. But it's also just weird when you look at the conference, guys. The teams in the West that you should fear, the teams you would think you fear on paper, so Golden State with Curry and Thompson, the Mavericks, the Clippers with, you know, Kawhi and maybe Paul George. We'll see what happens. That looked a lot nastier than there's, you know, 2 to 3 weeks to me, but we'll see what happens. And on down the line, they're on the bottom half of that conference. The top half is the untested teams, right? It's the Kings and the untested but good Nuggets, the Grizzlies that got to prove themselves. It's a really topsy-turvy conference, and it feels like the West is going to be more like the NCAA tournament, doesn't it? Like somebody's going to come out of the bottom half of the bracket. Not that the Warriors are quite Princeton, but like somebody's going to come out of the bottom half of the bracket, right? And can make a run, and it's just trying to figure out who's healthy enough to do that.
Yeah, I could see a 16 beating a 1 in the Western Conference playoffs. It wouldn't be 16, it'd be a 10, and you got to get into the play-in. So from the Warrior perspective, big games coming up, Joel Embiid in Philly. Where is he at physically? Is he going to play tomorrow night? As you detailed, Karl Anthony Towns game-winning free throws came back last night. And then the Pelicans are coming in next Tuesday, Kurt. Zion Williamson won't play in that game. The hamstring injury is going to be out a couple of more weeks more before they reevaluate him. Any idea on whether Zion, I mean, he's missed more games than he's played, but he's so skilled. You get him into a couple of play-in games or one, he could jump over everybody and through everybody and dominate. Are they hopeful or, you know, how would you describe the Pels' thoughts on him coming back for the playoffs if they get in the play-in?
Hopeful, I guess, is the right word, but not, I wouldn't say optimistic. I think that they're holding out hope that if they can get through the play-in into a seven-game series, that he might be able to be part of that. But it's also, it's just challenging. They don't, they're not in it right now. They would have to leapfrog the Lakers, who are playing pretty good ball. And, you know, Anthony Davis is there nightly. They've got to leapfrog enough to, it would just be hard. It's just going to be challenging for them to even get into the play-in at this point. Especially with the way they're playing. Brandon Ingram hasn't looked quite right. I love CJ McCollum, but he's not the guy you can have carrying your team for an extended period of time. He can give you nights, he can do stuff, but he's brilliant when he's their third best player and suddenly they're a real problem. But when he's the guy who's got to carry them every night, it's hard. I'm not sure they get in. And, I hope... Does it feel like to you guys that Zion's just now, I don't know, Kawhi Leonard, late career Dwayne Wade, where you're like, God, I hope we get 55 games out of him and he's healthy for the playoffs? Like, isn't that where he is?
Totally. Yeah. Totally. Totally. Even more. 55 is encouraging. I mean, but his body, I mean, you saw it in college. Kurt. He's just so thick. Is he going to have one of those careers where, you know, he has to miss maybe half the games every single year, and then you hope he plays in the playoffs?
I fear that's it, and I think it's – I don't think it's as much conditioning. I think his conditioning has gotten better. His eating habits have gotten better, talking to people there. But he just might be built in such a way that the he's so explosive that the strain that puts on ligaments and tendons and muscles is just more extreme than other players. And it's just his body isn't holding up to it. And I don't know that there's a way around that. I mean, you could have him lose some weight, but ultimately what makes him impossible to guard is just is that explosiveness, is that combination of explosiveness and strength that makes him a wonderkin. So you're trying to find that balance.
Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks. Or you can check out the all-electric bZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.
When you have sports mixed with your pop culture, along with humor and celebrity interviews, your earbuds are enjoying the Rich Eisen Show.
Kevin Millar, we're all paying rent in Ohtani's world, right?
And the Dodgers world. Game is healthy. Game is good. And, you know, I get asked a lot, is that good for baseball? Yeah, it's good for baseball. This is definitely the team to beat, because that should be your next correction, Richie, is this World Series a bust for the Dodgers and Dave Roberts?
Hell yeah. Search for the Rich Eisen Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Yeah, Kurt Heelan's joining us at Basketball Talk and NBCSports.com. Obviously, looking at the NBA as we're coming down the stretch here. Is it overly simplistic to say, as you pointed out on Kevin Durant, he's going to fold seamlessly into the Suns and what they do? Is it overly simplistic to say if he's healthy, the Suns are the favorite in the West?
I don't know if it's overly simplistic. I will take the field over any one team, mm-hmm. right? Like, I don't trust anybody right now. They would have to be right there just because they've looked really good with those four games. And I trust Kevin Durant. I mean, you guys have seen Kevin Durant up close and what he looks like in a playoff series. I've got questions about their defense. I've got question about, especially longer term, about the willingness of DeAndre Ayton to be the number four guy and just play a role, and stuff like that. I've got questions, but we in this West, I've been, I got questions with literally everyone, and way more than I've got with the top half of the East. So, yeah, I guess. I mean, honestly, if I had to pick today and Kevin Durant were back, I'd probably pick them to come out of the West. But let's put it this way. I'm not betting the mortgage on that. I just don't trust anybody.
Yeah, and obviously with Durant's injury, it looks like they're going to be four. The PG-13 injury is also looming there. Right now they're five. I mean, the one way to look at it, Kurt and John, is the Warriors get these last two in Texas, and now they come home for a four-game homestand. And, yeah, you got Philadelphia, but three winnable games after that, and then you got OKC after that at home, so five of the next six are at home. So the point is, you know, going to that game last night, Kurt, we didn't know if the Warriors are going to be in the playoffs, the play-in, or play golf. Now we're feeling better about them being in the playoffs, but do you want to vault over the Clippers if you're the Warriors now that you have these home games? And then you could be looking at a first-round series, Kurt, where it's KD against the Warriors.
I think you have to be careful, though, about the, you know, hey, if we're three or we're going to target somebody, let's target Sacramento. I think there's a lot of teams that would like, ooh, Sacramento doesn't play any defense. Yeah, their offense is really good, man. They've won a lot of games this year, and they play with some grit and some heart. And, you guys know that coach on the other side, Mike Brown. Mike Brown's legit, right? Like,
coach of the year, landslide, right? He's gonna be a landslide.
I think I can't. It's funny because I remember writing a few weeks ago, a month or two ago. I'm like, Mike Brown's in the mix, but this is really kind of tight. And the way they've pulled away post All-Star break, I feel like it's his award in what's an impressively crowded field. That's always like most hard. That's one of the hardest awards to pick every year. And there's a lot of guys who I think you can make a really nice case for, but it's hard not to pick Mike Brown right now, the way he's got them playing over their heads.
Absolutely. We've been so focused on the West here in Northern California, but the East, they've probably got the best three teams, Boston, Milwaukee. We're going to see Philadelphia come tomorrow night. How do you put those teams in order?
Right now I've got Milwaukee on top, but I'll say this. If you watched Boston take apart Sacramento the other night, if Robert Williams is healthy and is playing 25 to 30 minutes a night for Boston, I still think they're the best team on paper. I still think they're the deepest, most versatile team. Two elite wings that are two-way guys in Brown and Tatum. And just, they can beat you big, they can beat you small, but none of it works if you don't have if you don't have Robert Williams kind of on the protecting the rim and grabbing boards for them, and they just look so much better when he does. So right now I'd pick the Bucks, but if Robert Williams is playing consistently, I'd probably pick the Celtics. And all that said, you're right. Those are the three best teams in the NBA. I think all three of them actually have a shot to come out of the conference. And frankly, Cleveland's fourth. If you put Cleveland in the West, I might pick them. Mm. Like, Donovan Mitchell's really good. Jared Allen provides backline defense. Mobley has really come around the second half of this year. Like, that's a really – Garland's a very good point guard. Like, that's a really good team that defends really well. Like, they would – you put them in the West, they'd have a shot. They'd be in that mix too. So I don't think they get out of the East, but that's a deep conference.
And we're going to see Philly tomorrow night, Joel Embiid, yeah. And we'll see if he plays and James Harden. It'll be a big game to begin the four-game homestand. Of course, the Warriors saw Boston last year in the NBA Finals. What's going on with the former Cal Bear, Jaylen Brown, and what he's talking about with his contract? One more year on his deal after this year. Is he going to possibly move on there?
I would be surprised. I know a lot of people tried to read what he said to the Ringer about. Look, you guys know him. He's a guy who deserved to be at Cal, right? That is a smart guy.
Smart guy, yeah. Well spoken.
And not somebody who does, like, he wasn't just going to play the game, right? He wasn't going to, man, I want to retire as Celtics. This is the only place I want to be. He didn't want to play that game. He was honest. He's like, and if you read his comments, the way it reads to me, I know people wanted to take it as maybe he wants to move on. I took it as pay me. Like, I'm going to be here as long as I feel wanted and hey, pay up. I'm going to be due. He's going to be borderline all NBA this year. He's such a great player that maybe he gets, look, he's a borderline all NBA player. He's a clear max guy. And I think that was the message. Like, don't mess around with me because I've got options. I took it more that way. But it's also just that. If he's a guy where the current extension rules make it, he would have to give up $8 million the first year of a 4 or 5 year deal to sign an extension, which none of us would do. He's not going to do, right? He's not going to leave $8 million on the table the first year and 45 or 50 or whatever that number would be over the course of a contract to sign somewhere else unless the Celtics do something that make him want to move on. So he's going to become a free agent that gives him options. At the end of the day, I think that's what he was basically saying. To say, I like it here. I'll stay with you, but if you don't want to max me out, I can find 8 other teams that will.
Come back to the Bay, Jaylen Brown. That's what I say. Draymond will be off the books by then, John. Yeah, one way or the other, right?
Talk about a guy who would fit right in with the system too.
Oh,
right? Man!
Oh, how much better would that make his game? Wow,
he would be. Yeah, I mean, his game is different than Klay Thompson, but I think he'd fit the same way as vintage Klay Thompson. Right? Can just beat you on both ends.
Yeah, he's awesome, Kirk. Great stuff, man. We appreciate it. We'll talk to you soon.
Take care.
You're the best.
Thank you, Kirk.
Again, he is the great writer. managing editor, NBCSports.com, at Basketball Talk.
He's the Mike Florio or Pro Basketball Talk.
Exactly right. You said it much better than I did.
Yeah. Jalen Brown. Wow.
Well,
I hadn't thought about him.
What?
But I'm thinking about him now. Draymond will be off the books then, and Clay, right?
Yeah. I tell you what, he is, when you see flashes of Kuminga and what Kuminga can do, what Jalen Brown is what Jonathan Kuminga wants to be. I mean, that's just, Jalen Brown is awesome.
Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did. Then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks. Or you can check out the all-electric BZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.